Yo.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
You listening to
Hashtag W-A-W. What a week.
Yeah, yo.
What a week.
Week.
Welcome back to Wow, What a Week. This week in our show, you could say we're dealing with a bit of engineering and mechanics. A one-time electrical engineer who can power up funny bones. A doctor who had the energy of a high-powered engine. And as usual, the political machinations in our country and beyond. Welcome back to Wow, What a Week.
This is
Wow, What a Week.
What a week. This kid really kicks.
Our comedian guest is in the building. He describes himself as an optimist, grabbing opportunity whenever possible. Even though he studied electrical engineering, we're glad he grabbed comedy gigs instead of wires. Please give a wow welcome to a guy who left behind power distribution to become an Ubumnandi distributor. Abuti Lolo is in the building.
That intro is the one.
My dude, how are you doing?
I'm okay, how are you?
No, I'm good, brother, man.
That intro is powerful.
Do you feel like...
I feel like I'm something in life.
Now you can take on triggers.
I'm ready.
Lefo Nolo Mukwane.
Where did you get my name, fresh?
Ah, me, I don't...
That's me. That's me, number plate.
Tell us about growing up in... you're born and raised in Evander, right?
Yeah. So Evander is a small town just like outside of Secunda.
Yes, sir.
So born and raised there, I think... All we knew growing up was the fact that we were going to one day all work in the mines or in Sasol.
I was going to say, your relationship with coal must be special.
Very, very, very. Very, very.
I'm sure you see a dark guy, you're like, ah, he's from the mines.
this one is from underground. Hey, we have some of the best hubbly engineers that side.
I'm certain. So how did you avoid the... route that a lot of kids in Mpumalanga end up taking? A lot of kids in Mpumalanga, because you guys are in the coal belt,
yes,
end up in that industry.
I was in that industry.
And then what happened?
I was in that industry, and then I started telling jokes, and then jokes started becoming a thing. So now the problem was that because I wanted to do comedy so badly, I would go to work in the mornings in Secunda,
yes,
and then drive to Joburg, and then drive back at night, go to work, come back to Joburg. In fact, the first time you interviewed me when you're still working Kumsunari.
Oh, wow. Sorry, I wasn't expecting that.
I had a gig here in Joburg,
yeah,
but I didn't have a place to sleep, so I slept in your parking lot, and then woke up in the morning, came into studio, done the interview.
You know, I thought you smelled of sleep.
No. I'm fresh, but I smell good.
No, if you walked into the studio, I'm like, this guy smells of sleep. This one.
I legit slept in your parking lot. And then I woke up, came into the studio, done the interview, left the interview, rushed for work.
Yeah.
Came back same night to do 5 minutes of comedy.
Who's the first person you told that, okay, I'm done here? I'm going to focus on comedy now.
Skumba.
Yeah.
Skumba was the first person I told that, hey, I don't think I'm going to go back to the police next year. And
yeah,
he told me, no, you got to make it work. I was like, leave it in my hands. That one I will do. I'll make it work.
Why did you trust this Skumba process?
I trusted it because I also believe in my dopeness.
Yeah.
And also because I really, really wanted it. And also I was tired of the stairs at Cecil.
In there?
Yeah, I don't know. They're just not my thing anymore.
Now, were you always a big guy?
Always.
Yeah.
I was always. In fact, I'm smaller now.
So the stairs at Sasol were very personal then?
And I felt like it's torture.
Yeah.
I felt like I'm in apartheid because why don't these people put in lifts?
What?
I feel like there's a personal punishment to me.
My man, there's a whole conveyor belt system for the coal.
For coal, but when, not for...
Why don't you just walk up the whole thing?
No. They're wrong. They were wrong there.
So what are the pros and cons of being a big guy?
The cons is clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah, cons is clothes, because now you must just wear whatever fits. Every time you see DJ Fresh wearing a t-shirt, you go Google the brand.
Yeah.
And you wear it, even though you don't specifically want the brand.
Also, if it fits him, they must have a DJ size.
They have to have a size for me. The cons as well is when you're a big guy, You must have your own car because you can't be big and be inconveniencing people in a taxi. Oh, well. Must have your own car.
But growing up, though, how did you deal with, you know, your size and public transport, for instance?
I'd always make sure that I catch the next taxi where I'm first in the taxi. So I was usually late for appointments because
You had to wait for the one to
fill up first. So I can sit in the seat that I want to sit in.
But did they charge you double? No, it's a genuine question.
No, they didn't.
Because I know taxi drivers can be very funny.
No, they didn't.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But as a big guy, because I was a chubby kid.
Sure.
They made fun of me. They were brutal.
Yeah.
How did you deal with the brutality of being body shamed?
I think it also has to do with the fact that I can also throw my own punches back.
Oh, yes, yes.
And I can also guarda back. So it became a point where the only people who would take the risks are those who don't know me or those who feel like they have better guardas than me.
You know, being bullied like that is how my mind became sharp.
Yes.
That if you throw a throwback.
Totally.
If you throw a throwback. I even once forgot myself and threw back at a teacher. Mrs. Ashworth, may her soul rest in peace.
Oh.
She threw a throwback.
He gave it. Like, I only say that I think the people that try to, whether it's cyberbullying or even in person, they don't understand how much they've impacted my comedy and how much better they've made it. Because some of the people have such amazing jokes or such amazing lines, and they might think that it's such a huge insult, but when you take it in, you're like, this is going to make me so rich.
It's like, another punchline for me.
I'm going to be so rich.
What have you taken and turned it into part of material on stage that people threw at you?
Their observations of me.
Yeah.
The things that they say about me, I've taken in. For example, when they speak about how sometimes my t-shirts look like crop tops, and
sure.
Like, oh man, that's so dope.
Yeah.
I've taken that in. I've taken how me being from the suburbs doesn't necessarily translate well when I go to Gussie's, because I can be identified fast that no, this one is not from here.
Sure.
So such things I've incorporated into my stand-up comedy.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
That is dope. How is sex at your size? Because I've been told I'm heavy, so I'm sure you are heavy. I've been told you better use your elbows.
Oh, man. I think the sex is beautiful, man.
Yeah.
I think in instances where someone might be telling me that they don't feel anything, I just smack them at my stomach. You feel something now?
Does it work?
Oh my God.
So the other day you posted about, was it a gastric balloon situation? What is that?
So what a gastric balloon is, it's a small silicone pill that they make you swallow.
Okay.
And then they fill it up with water. And then it becomes a balloon in your stomach. So the whole science behind that thing is that it fills your stomach up. So it communicates to your brain that
you're full.
Yeah, to some extent. So even when you are hungry, you're no longer fresh hungry.
I hear you.
You are now so easy hungry, assuming he has a small appetite for food.
So easy hunger for what also?
For food.
Okay. You must be like specific.
So your stomach communicates to your brain that this man can only eat like a single burger, no longer a double burger.
Okay, I hear you.
Type of thing.
So does it work?
So far, I feel like it does work.
Okay.
It has been having great impact. The diet is hectic that they put you on.
Sure.
So, because the whole diet is, they're trying to reset your whole eating system.
Okay.
Where you relearn everything about about what you know about eating.
Okay.
How to eat and things like that. So, that was a bit, I won't lie.
So, some people would argue that something like that is very drastic / maybe even desperate.
Yeah.
Why did you go that route?
I wanted to be healthier.
Yeah.
I really, really wanted to be healthier because I reached a point where I realized that I'm struggling on stage.
Sure.
And that doesn't now necessarily translate well.
It's not good for money.
It's not good for money. And it was, it was bad. It was,
How bad did it get that you realized that, fuck it, I need to fix this?
It got to a point where 1 minute on stage felt like I'm done.
Sure.
And that's when I realized I need to improve my cardiovascular.
So 1 minute on stage, you're done. How bad was the sex then?
No, I know, hey.
Oh, there is different.
I know you're sure, man.
Yeah. Tell us the role Trevor Gumbi played in your career.
Trevor Gumbi gave me my first shot at a big stage.
Sure.
So he had come to... So comedy in Secunda was only when the big guys would come through and do the arena.
Sure.
And he was coming through and I inboxed him and I was like, yo, I see you coming to Secunda. I'm a comedian from Secunda. Do you mind putting me on?
Sure.
And this man done zero research or anything. I was just like, yo, come through. And
so he took your word for it?
Yeah. Went through, we rocked. And also he gave me, now this is what you do when you come to Joburg. One, two, three, and you'll be fine.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, don't be alarmed. That's Dr. Khumalo. He's on after you. Well, I'm Dokis.
Oh, great. Togotena. Sharp Gunjan. Hey, yazi kao tum vrit.
I'm not gonna lie to you, because I've been a Doctor fan since I was 13.
Yeah.
I'm very nervous.
You've been a Dr. Khumalo fan?
Since I was 13 years old. And not many interviews.
Fresh, you were 13 years old.
Imagine. Oh, you saw I just showed up.
I thought you just been Googled now at 35.
Gorgeous it goes.
Fresh, but I mean, I'm young, so you must know I've been listening to you for majority of my life. So, like, yes, the longest part of my life.
I pretty much raised most of you.
Yeah.
You can call me Dave.
So when you say you, I'm sure they do.
So like I'm saying, I'm rarely ever nervous about an interview.
Yeah.
Based on how I feel about the person.
Sure.
And Doc is one of probably less than five people that make me nervous about interviewing him because I love him and his art that much.
Seriously.
Who leaves you starstruck?
Keep Doc, Sam, myself, Limang.
That's it, just the two of you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Who leaves you starstruck in your industry?
In my industry, yeah. Starstruck, I think. Even though they're my brothers,
yeah,
Paul Pops and Skumba,
sure,
Robbie Collins, Fison, and Celeste,
sure,
yeah,
yeah, Celeste is she's a titan,
yeah,
I love Celeste,
I love her so much,
yeah, okay, I love the dudes also,
yeah,
I love Celeste,
those are the people that I'm like,
yeah,
wow.
So, one of the stories in the news right now is spam callers. I think they want to readjust the Poppy Act. Mm-hmm. That soon you'll be fined for spamming us. And how do you deal with guys who call selling shit?
Yo. I don't.
Yeah.
Those people are hating. I think my phone rings 30 times a day. And I'm a person who deals with booking. So, you know, when you see a normal number, you're always excited. Hey, is this a butilo?
Your money's coming in.
You know, in a phone call, when you just answer it and they say, hi, is this Lika Ono? You're like, I don't have it, guys.
It's not so long. You have a minute.
Yeah, I don't have it. What don't you have, sir? Whatever it is that you want me to buy, I don't have the money.
Yeah.
So I think it's always trying to tell them that I'm not interested or I don't have the thing. I don't own a car. I don't own a house. I'm just a person in J. But you are, no. They're the worst. And now worse, they call you with straight cell phone numbers. It's no longer 086. They now call you 079.
Or 012, or 014. It's like, oh, Pretoria must be from last week.
You know, once got scammed, almost got scammed for your podcast.
What do you mean? Oh, when the podcast was new.
Yeah.
And I think there was someone who was mailing people in there.
Some lady was inviting me to PE.
To PE.
And the reason why I almost bit is because I had a gig in PE that weekend. Yes, I was like, perfect. This lady was talking everything about accommodation. And I'm like, no, man, luckily I have access to Fresh. She was like, hey, guys, find out for me. Is this thing, Fresh, is it scam? I was like,
No, it was a scam. And I think the way it works, the way they do it, because they even do it with DJs.
Sure.
And they always say, I'm from Channel O. There's an event, I think, in Durban. They tried it with Durban, Cape Town, I think, with PE.
Yeah.
Is they'll tell you that they've booked your flight or something, and then there was an issue, you must do a refund. So when you do a refund, you're refunding money that hasn't been put into your account.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And I think they once clapped Cleo like that. Cleo, you, my man, you've been in the industry. How do you fall for just refund us two and a half grand?
Okay, I'm Cleo.
Bamzala Cleo, bamzala Cleo.
As keys, pardon.
You've got a show this weekend.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
What? So I'm starting a new thing at the Capitol on the Park in Sandton. It's okay. Called Laughs at the Capitol.
Sure.
So I basically host a comedy nights with a lot of comedians. So I have on the Paul Pops, Ndumiso Lindy, and Titi Chumi on this first one. On the first. You're... So it's big.
Isn't it beautiful, though, that lately on the comedy lineup, it's just guys that you're not going to deliver, like everyone.
Yeah.
Like you don't walk in thinking, this one might be lukewarm. No, it's like it's guaranteed.
It's straight fire.
But then you're going to laugh for the entire 2 hours or however long the
show is. Yeah, no, it's straight fire. It's so beautiful.
So how do you decide how you're going to curate a show? Is it based on friendships, who's cheapest or favors old?
No, I work with friends mostly.
Yeah.
My first thing is to work with friends. I'd honestly like to work with people that I know are not going to trouble me on the day because sure. I'm already being stressed by so many things.
Mm.
So my first thing when I'm setting up a lineup, I think of least drama.
Ah, yes.
Like, okay.
Also, you've got a whole drama scale.
Yeah. Like this person I know when they come, well, Skumba's going to want to know where's my room, so I shift him down.
Yeah.
And then with Titi, I know Titi's just going to ask him, "Mona, don't you have a pie for me?" I'm like, he's in.
Yeah, he's still pie hungry.
He's not in the rider. When he starts becoming sweet hungry, then I move him down, man. Yeah.
When the rider starts being a part
of it. Yeah, when the rider starts being hectic. When he starts knowing what is a rider.
Then you know, okay, number 10.
Yeah, put him number 10.
Then you start working with the others. Who would you say is the funniest comedian right now? Like, who is you rolling on the floor laughing your ass off?
Ooh. There's a guy called Oscar Umuhle.
Yes.
He's from Bushbuck Region, Mpumalanga.
Sure.
Very funny. Mm. Very funny.
What's so special about Oscar Umuhle?
I think what's special about Oscar Umuhle is his material is so simple thoughts, but yet so well done on stage.
True.
And how he brings in, I think he brings in such a South African element because he speaks about his father and then, you know, then he speaks about, okay, he's also a big
guy. So only a South African element. So does he have a father or does he never have a father?
Oh, obviously, he doesn't have a father.
Oh, okay. He still went to buy bread.
Till today, he's still gone to go buy bread. You know, and he also brings in a whole church aspect into his gags. Yes, it's so beautiful, fresh. You need to see him.
Okay, so remember the name Oscar Umuhle?
Yeah.
From Bushbuck Ridge?
Yeah.
Mpumalanga has produced some decent comedians, though.
No, we're trying. Huh? We know we're trying very
hard. I'm sure God was like, no, man, we can't just do coal miners here. Just throwing some funny bones.
We can't just be doing engineers.
So what kind of material do you do?
I do self-deprecating jokes.
Oh, yes.
My comedy is just about me and taking a jab at myself.
That's like low-hanging fruit, though.
Yep.
But I'm sure you'd eat the fruit also. Because it's low-hanging. You're welcome. You can use that.
Thank you.
Where do we get tickets for your show this
week? Get tickets at Howler.
Yes.
Yeah, they start with $200.
Nice.
They are selling for us, so people must get them and come through, man.
Yeah.
It'll be such a great time.
My dude, I think, you know, I've watched your journeys, you know, from the time I interviewed you on Metro, 5 years ago almost? 4 years?
Yeah, about 5 years.
About 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm just loving the way you're just putting in the hours. You know, the material is getting better and funnier all the time, my dude.
Ah, thank you, Fresh. You're not too bad yourself.
And I'm trying, my man.
Thank you.
You know, it's difficult being an unemployed radio DJ. So yeah, man, I just wanted to shout you out and say big up, my dude.
Thank you.
We see you.
Yeah.
We appreciate you. And we worry that the day you lose weight, you're going to lose a job. So what are you going to do?
No, I won't lose all of it.
Oh, so you're going to leave just enough?
Just enough to carry on. Just enough to be able to identify as...
Well, that's funny. The doctor's like, sir, we can maybe reduce another. No,
I'm fine.
I'm done, doctor.
I'm fine. Yeah, I'm
remove the balloon. Lolo, I appreciate you, my dude.
I appreciate you too. Thank you so much.
Where do you find you on social media?
Abuti underscore Lolo on all social media platforms.
Sure.
Yeah.
Abuti Lolo is about to leave the building. Remember the name. Please support his comedy. Go to Howler and get tickets for the show this coming weekend.
I'll see you guys there. Please get somebody to get me out of this chair.
Fuck.
Crane.
Oh, you forgot the crane. You know what? You can walk home with a chair. We'll bring you another chair. You're funny. Yeah. We need another chair. Hey guys, Lola's leaving, guys. All right, my man, leave.
I'm gone. Thank you.
Oh, fuck.
This is...
Wow!
What a week. What a week. Celebrity guest.
Celebrity guest.
Our next guest was, and still is, one of the most significant athletes of our nation. He was once a player for Chiefs, but you could say he also became one of the chief players of our country. He even made his mark on the entertainment landscape by being a part of the most memorable song of the post-94 era. Yes, UPO indeed. It was said that he had the vibe, and he still does. So please give a warm welcome to 16V Theophilus Dr. Kumalo. Yo.
Hey.
My man, I've been a fan for so long. Okay, I was so nervous. I'm like, I'm about to interview Doc. Like, do you guys even understand what that means for me? I'm about to interview Doc.
Yeah.
Do you even understand the level of your legendary status? Or why frustana for you?
No, to be honest, no, I don't.
Yeah.
I'm still the same old Doc that grew up in the township.
Sure.
I'm still the same Doc that... made friends with different people.
Sure. You're still the same dog.
I'm still the same.
That has girls screaming.
I love your children. I love your children.
Tell us about growing up.
Yeah.
Yes, tell us about your childhood.
Yeah, well, I grew up in Soweto.
Sure.
Dube village.
Mm.
I happened to be that young boy, Wakasi.
Sure.
Mm. And... the only thing that was keeping us going, Kukasi, was soccer.
Mm.
Because it was a cheaper sport. One soccer ball can be utilized by 50 boys.
And it doesn't even have to be a soccer ball.
Yeah, it's a plastic.
It's a plastic, it's a tennis ball.
Yeah, it is. Then it's a ball. But my journey, it's a sharp grind. Because I had very strict parents.
Sure.
The community. So I... actually started playing for a local team, Dube Kellys.
Sure.
And I went on to try for Swallows under 14s.
Yeah.
And from there, because when Chiefs was playing, I used to go with my little timer to to the games.
Yeah, but I profess.
Yes. So second half, I stole one of the balls.
Sure.
Then I juggled, only to find that Prasem Mutaung, who's a relative to the chairman.
Sure.
Why we waste that talent like this?
Sure.
Then he spoke to my dad to say, no, on Tuesday, he was to see me go Rockville where the academy was training.
Oh, wow.
So I went, and then I started training.
Mm.
So
how are you feeling that day as you're going to this?
When is a light, Nikile, happy, nervous.
So how old were you at the stage?
I think I was 12.
Okay.
Yeah, I was 12. But I was going for the under 15s.
Sure.
Yeah.
So a lot of kids in townships across the world play soccer.
Yes, yes, yes.
What made you stand out, do you believe? What made you special at that stage?
At that stage?
Mm.
I didn't realize... I was just playing soccer.
Mm.
But I was wondering why always when I'm in possession, like this whistling.
There's excitement. Yeah.
Whistling. You know, they gave me different names.
Sure.
What, all those names. Mm. And always, when I'm in position,
sure,
people were going havoc. So, to be honest, Fresh, it's not about my dad being the legend at Chiefs. Or,
sure.
Yeah, he played for Kaiser Chiefs and Swallows.
Mm.
I tried something that, and don't laugh.
Mm-hmm.
There's a legend, may his soul rest in peace, Baby Jake Matlala.
Oh, yes.
So, unare haya jiminga fitera kakutubera.
Sure.
So, you know, like, kitted always with the boxing gloves, sure, and we're training. So, we were following him.
Yeah, like in Rocky.
Yeah, I won. Yeah. Like, I mean, yeah, you know how it is, like, in Kukasi. One way to Ramlate.
Sure.
So, we went. And he went in there. Now we're outside because you can't go in.
Mm-hmm.
And I check at us. And we could see youngsters by box.
Sure.
And the following day, I just threw the plastic.
Yeah.
I rakita lorona raket. I did it Thursday.
Sure.
Thursday on their program, it's a sparring day.
Oh.
Oh, no. I'm afraid. Oh, no.
So,
hey, you can imagine.
Yeah.
Again, Ada. Warm up. But you, the ready pace.
Sure.
I had a 10
yak.
Yeah. I don't even know the technique of blocking or punching or doing what. Mm. I just went in there because pressure.
Sure.
Yes, it's one shot. Boom, on my left eye.
Mm.
And then,
Do you remember who you were in the ring with? That
I think Tami, there's another boy, Tami Wakukasi.
Sure.
And Yena, actually, he went on the boxing.
Sure. Yeah, Gele Kraha.
So, now, obviously, Nekutla or something's not right.
Sure.
I had Fita Kuntung around 6.
Mm.
The time I got from training, 7 o'clock. So I took a nap. Mm. So I was about to go take a shower.
Mm.
My mama, hey, your eye, kiriki, hajir, yes, little red.
Yes, yes.
And now we have to play a, I could say, do something in order, my dad mustn't see this.
So he was that strict?
Yeah. No, I didn't know then that he didn't like other sports.
Oh, okay.
I got a shower. As I'm like stepping into the kitchen, I'm crying. What happened? Come learn. Yo. Ah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Monku, yeah, there's no boxers. What? No tennis player. Only soccer players here. What? Never again.
Mm.
So, as from tomorrow, it's only soccer. Go to Rockville.
Mm.
I know, well, the main man has spoken.
Sure.
Then the following week,
Nikki
Mitzi fell on my eye to be all right.
Sure.
Okay, because there was like a black mark also.
Mm.
The following week, I walked to Rockville, which is plus 5-10 km. I trained. Since that day,
sure,
up until today, I never looked back.
You?
Never.
Mm.
Life was tough.
Mm.
Uprising in the township, not knowing what's going on.
A state of emergency also.
All those things.
Mm.
There's so much happening in a day. We want to have some bakery car. We don't understand what is this.
But a lot of kids also became politicized. Others even left the country.
Yes.
Where now, how did you avoid the political bug as in
Twana? What a good question. Nobody has asked me that before. The fortunate part, most of the boys, Marcus Kolung, they are now Koko ANC, and sure, they have strong positions as we speak.
Sure.
So
what they got the tender.
Yeah, but it's a joy. So Bukawe, Bumbali, the list is endless. Zwakembuli, but even though he was not into that part, a little bit into politics.
And then he was the voice at the time. Yes.
But then, the leader
is sure.
Yeah. Now, how I escaped is because of soccer.
Sure.
soccer, it was something that is like in a short space. You can utilize a soccer or tennis ball or whatever. So it was always soccer. And don't forget that voice. Yako kitchening.
Oh, yes.
Or
well, just
okay. Familiar soccer. Sure. So that's a reason why I stick to soccer. So to fast forward. Hey, before he finally achieves the fresh. Yes, yes.
Hey. In fact, let's pause for a second.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you my story.
Okay.
About 1987. And then I'm gonna ask you to tell me your story.
Yeah.
About 1987. So 1987, I was 14.
Yeah.
Gilmore, grade 9.
Yeah.
Or standard 7 as it was called back then.
Yeah.
And in the boarding house, they knew I'm the kid with the music collection.
Yeah, yeah.
So I remember the first week of the year, of the term.
Yes.
I'm sitting outside the dining room waiting for supper.
Yeah.
Then Teboho Naledi, who was our entertainment minister, comes up to me and says, listen, the school DJ, who was one of the Zambian kids, so we had a lot of Zambian kids at our boarding school.
Yes.
The school DJ is only going to arrive on Monday. School disco Saturday. And I know you've got music. Are you willing to come in, DJ?
Heaven.
So now I just agreed.
Yeah.
I just agreed. I was like, oh, why not? I've got the music. Saturday arrives. Diarrhea. I'm scared now.
I can imagine.
Because I've now realized what I've agreed.
Yeah.
So I remember other kids. So Saturday we were given a pass out. You could sign out.
Yeah.
So the Seventh-day Adventists would go to church. Some of us would go to the mall or go to the movies.
Yes.
Now I'm in the boarding house. What the hell am I playing tonight?
Yes, sir.
I remember my cube mate. I said to this guy, I don't know if I can do this tonight.
But you agreed.
Maybe I must ask someone else to DJ.
Yeah.
And he convinced me like, no, but you've got the music.
Yeah.
So you've got the music. Play what you want to play and just rock that party.
Wow.
And I look back and I ask myself, had I run away from that opportunity,
you wouldn't be
watching. Would things have changed or turned out differently?
Yes, definitely.
I know that Liwe, same year,
yes,
1987,
yeah,
you almost ran away. Tell us the story.
No, Tootsie. Well, my story, 87, that was the first year I signed in the Chiefs.
Sure.
I signed a week before the derby match.
Yeah.
And
so your first week at Chiefs, was a baptism of fire.
Yes. Yeah. It was against Pirates.
No.
So I was meant to sign for Pirates. But Bobby Mutaung Alimunyani, as young as he was, went and told his father that the officials are Pirates. They wanted to sign me.
So, because, I mean, you were the hottest kid in Soweto.
Yeah.
So, obviously, there's a race.
For net, yeah.
Yeah.
And now, it was every kid's dream to play for a professional team. So, Monday morning, before I went to school, I was about to have breakfast, and I saw Prajos, who was the Kaizer Chiefs driver.
Sure.
And the guy wanted a... That it couldn't be outside. We saw Kaizer Chiefs. Maybe.
But not to live
apart. Now, Prachos, he was so attached to the family.
Sure.
Prachos, when I say he's attached, I can get in the kitchen, grab a cup, and then make himself a coffee. And you know, mommy, I'm so cheap. What? And that time, the boss asked him to bring me to the office. So Prachos... As Prajos, he just like took his own time. And I'm fine. Clap, where are we going? I don't know, Mr. Mtaung, how about a coffee? See, now school, but no, after that, then you go to school. All right. I jumped into the bus, went to Commissioner
Street. So what, you're 17, 18 at this time?
I was 16 then.
16, okay.
Yeah. I jumped into the bus, went to Commissioner Street, Clemson House. I'll never forget. Fourth floor. I walked in there for the first time, and you can imagine, I mean, I've been a development player, but it was for the first time walking in that daddy office. I look around, I see trophies, pictures of the greatest players. I'm like,
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Then I was Irene May, so rest in peace. I didn't want anything. I'm like, what have I done wrong? Hey, after 10, 15 minutes, Prake walks in.
Yeah.
And when Prake atla like this coming towards me, it's not him only that attracted me to him. It was the perfume.
Sure.
And the way I neat. Hey, I'm looking at him here. Because the last time I saw Prake, I think I was three, four.
Sure.
You know. But then I think he got busy and all that. He came home. So about it, let's walk inside. I'm sitting. He's sitting on the opposite side. I could see papers there, but I don't know what's going on.
All you know is he smells nice.
Yeah, it smells nice.
And I'm sure at the time, I'm sure there were either lapidas or
I think it was a lontuza. Yeah. I got it. A shaving lontuza or lotion.
Ah, yes, yes, yes.
Pap.
Ah.
Yeah. Unashaile ona plus perfume unashaile. I don't know what it is.
Sure, sure.
Because I remember I used that pap for quite some time.
The smell of money.
Yeah. So, Praki, you know why you are here? I said, no, I don't know. I don't care, but we have already agreed with your dad. There's like 4 pages. And then he said, sign here. I'm like, sign? How do I sign? I've never practiced your signature. Yeah. Okay, it's an X.
Try fingerprints.
Oh, fingerprints. Because I mean, I'm a young boy. I don't expect to be signing contracts and all that.
Exactly.
So the build up of the whole thing, how I escaped that, I think he wrote a note because the dad signed, because I was still underage. So my dad signed. So I was supposed to sign underneath.
Ah, yes, yes.
So I didn't. So because next to practice is signature. And then in 2 minutes, says, welcome to the first. Even if I saw a team, I was like, yeah. I don't know, man. Maybe something's going on. I don't welcome to the first team, boy.
Oh, wow.
Got a wow. Ricky. I left. I forgot to. I got only 4 documents now. So 2. Copy all timer.
Sure.
I even forgot it. I tiptoed out of the office. I walked past the receptionist. I didn't say much.
Sure.
I walked down the street. I didn't even take a lift or an elevator. As soon as I get out there by the door, yes. Yes. And now the van, and I mean, like, people, they were like, what's going on?
Yes. Who's this child?
Who's this child? I'm like, yes. Yes. We are texting a young guy.
Yeah.
I even asked the driver at Krutman Zumkonele.
Sure.
It's front seat. Can't tell you people. Now I'm feeling like you're
happy with practice.
No. And fresh, believe it or not, Pirates arrived. Kokaye.
Same day. Oh wow.
Kapo 10. My mama, ya no baba no kanga na kweki bo man. Arabul, abangena 6. Kadi peki.
Yeah.
Very proper man. Robert Lawson and Tuana Yao. I'll tell my Labalatella got those 2 pages.
No.
Artintan. Yes. Barwaka and Amule. Yeah, but it's you. Rabasin Belanga from Muti Church. What? The things we would have signed this boy. Now look now what's happening. My mom's like, take your fights outside of my house. Please. You're making too much noise here. Out. Freshie, that day.
Yeah.
That Monday.
Sure.
I couldn't sleep. I looked up like a camo window, looking at the stars there, the moon, and I'm saying, is it true?
Sure.
Hey. Yeah. Is it true? That's me. I only believe the dream, or it's happening, when they came back on Tuesday I'm no longer walking to Rockville.
Sure.
Now being fetched.
On the transport.
Go high.
Yeah.
To training in town.
Sure.
But the sad part that I want to take you back a year before I signed for Chiefs.
Yeah.
You know, I was walking from Dube to Rockville.
Mm.
6 months before Keto signed, I had a plastic bag that had soccer boots, shin guards, shorts, and a jersey.
Very small shorts.
Yeah.
Very small shorts.
Very small shorts. So as I was walking, like probably 10 young boys approached with the dogs. Yeah, when I said, where are you going? Hey, give us that plastic bag. I saw him like, no, man, hey, Pella, this is my training gear. And then obviously they took the plastic and then they took one soccer boot. One shin pad, both pair of socks, and then the jersey they left with the short. And then they smacked me twice or three times because I didn't have cash.
Sure.
I walked.
Well, you broke,
sir. So, yeah, I broke when I saw no normally. We are when I'm bad when I'm bad. Hey, man, I am like, hey. And then that time, if I want to fight back, the Baba Baba is a danger.
Sure.
So, then they walked, I walked. I didn't go back home. I went to training with no training gear now. I think I was 200 meters, if not 250. I turned around. I said, hey, Nina Zinja. One day, you'll come and watch me at Orlando Stadium.
Oh, wow.
I'd said that. Yeah. I don't know why I said that. I said, no problem, take those things. Yeah. But one day, you'll pay. And I walked. When I got there, Rudolf Siale, my teammate, borrowed me. He took it. I go right. Come on, left. Nkinsa soccer boot. So, in essence, I'm trying to say, things don't just happen. It's about the passion, the discipline you have, and maybe, like you said, if you didn't go to DJ, you wouldn't be where you are. If I didn't follow my dreams and went to training after that disaster, I wouldn't have signed 6 months later. Then that's when I signed with Chiefs.
And now you want to show these guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was wondering.
Yeah.
Wait, see, if only there was a technology and on control cavity.
Yeah.
And then Kibashi Buraba almost standing in. Because I don't know whether they were there or do they still remember.
Exactly.
This is the boy, getting all those things, you know?
1987.
Sure.
You've signed with Kaizer Chiefs. The same week you sign, you're playing the derby. Take us to that day of the derby.
Here we are. It's a WISA spectacular. The tournament compromises of four teams.
Yeah, go Ellis Park.
Ellis Park.
Yeah.
So it was Chiefs, Pirates, Cosmos, Swallows.
Sure.
But Chiefs were playing the second game against Pirates.
Sure.
Now, we didn't go to camp Friday. So they picked me up around 8 in the morning. No, it was 7 because we were playing at 12. Our pre-match meal was at 9.
So how long had you trained with the team before?
Oh, I trained Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. That's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
You?
You know why it wasn't difficult for us. It's because they had a program for the academy players that are players that have identified for the senior team.
Sure.
You are gone. Or we'll play maybe once a friendly with them, then go back. So they had a program like that. This is how Rudolf Sian and CMA Pink and myself, it's list is endless. So that Saturday, Devonshire Hotel, Bramfontein.
Sure.
This is where the team is like assembling. So Prajoz is fetching the boys from Soweto, all of that. So from Deep Kloof, Manhattan CMA Peak. Then it's Dube, it's Doctor. Then Mapet, Chipa Mladid. You should have seen when Chipa was walking to the car, I was sitting at the back, yo.
And
fresh.
You were signed by Chiefs at the time where Chiefs was legendary.
Yes, yes.
Every player
Every player you think of. Teenage City Cole, Jack Chamangwane, Moran Samorakuro, Max Maponyane, Scarra Tito.
Yes, yes.
Yes. Chipa Mladidi, Trevor Mtimkul, Wellington Manyati.
And a child.
Yes. I'm like, yo, goodness. And now we, yo, from there, we go, we pick up and train. Trevor Mtimkul, we go to Wellington Manyati. And then the last player, Aritzwa, it's Moran Samorakul.
Sure.
We go into the hotel. I don't know much about the hotel. I know it's a hotel that people book to sleep. Sure. What happens, how, I don't know.
Yeah.
As we walk in, we go straight to this room where there's food prepared.
Sure.
So not like, it's a separate room. It's only prepared for Kaizer Chiefs team.
Sure.
And I'm sitting down there. Now there's a teeny slada in the room, Asian trolling, all of them. Relaxed. That time's fresh. I didn't even eat at home, ne? I'm looking at these guys. Our Max Mule, our 2-3 items, that's it, what. And I'm looking at this buffet, it no waste. These guys, they're wasting time, man. So, Fresh, if you know what I'm talking about, our generation, you don't go and queue while the elders are there.
Sure, you wait.
You wait. You know, nobody told us. Sure. So, but it's because of the culture and how we were brought up.
Sure.
So I had to wait for the seniors for Lebofane. After that, I went. So now there's oats in the, I don't know how, what. I'm not too sure whether oats and eggs, one plate or what. I don't know. And then I think Teenage Lazar saw that, you know, because I'm stuck there. And then he walks up to me and says, no, boy, don't worry. Everything that's yours, you shouldn't have said that.
You? What can you
say? Lale, batula, batula. Kaja mai, watu hataki feza, ngatine batumto. After mai, kaja wana oats. Karate di fruitsi. Kar di fruitsi.
Yeah.
Sedin ka di Kenya mutu poko tu di banana, di orange. Kaja turi di yogurt, say treso.
Yeah.
Loaded, I can't tell you today. It's a man fresh. Mr. Dad, or in all, go for it, boy.
Yeah.
This is all yours.
Sure.
Hey, kaloda, man.
Yeah. So this is in the morning?
In the morning.
Okay.
Now, Seke Jela Hori, hey, while I'm sitting on the bench or go upstairs, at least I'm full.
Sure.
Then the late Dimitri again, guys, we can go, guys. I manke di peke convoy. Ellis Park. Yes. Choker blocked.
Sure.
Yeah. Hey, we marveled it right again to the dressing room. After 5 minutes, Ted claps his hands. Listen up, boys. Listen up. Okay, this is how we're going to start. William Shongwe, Trevor Mtimkulu, Howard Fries.
Are you expecting
to? No. I ate because now.
I'll be on the bench.
Even if I'm not on the bench, I'm upstairs, I'm sorted, I'm full.
Yeah.
And it was kind of an hour and it's more putting.
There's still a banana in an apple.
Yeah. You didn't have to see what the creep, and the architecture stadium, the creep, Saka, need the senior healer, man. Do like I need the seal. Can you cancel more plastic here? Hey, Fred. Hey, this guy, he goes on and on. Okay, we're central, it's City and Jack. Howard, left back, right back, Trevor Mtimkulu, William, six, Doc Kumalo. Car what?
Yeah.
Yo. Obona.
If you had a cell phone at the time.
That time.
Who would you have called first?
I would have called my mom. No, no, call for Nelal Oled, because even my mom, Friday, when they picked me up, he told Jos, please tell the coach not to play my son. He's still skinny. They'll break him. Don't play my son. Maybe after 5 months, yes. Yeah. Not today, please. Yeah. And I don't think Jos told the coach.
Sure.
Ted just threw me to the deep end.
Yep.
I was like, no ways. I was out of breath for a few minutes. And now they opened the bag.
Sure.
They took out the jerseys. I think this is real.
No, this is real. This is not a child. This is real.
Yeah.
So then, obviously, the senior players, they know their numbers. So, number 11, they go to teenage, short and the socks and the cheese. Him sitting there. Then Pratiki gives me number 16.
So,
when I started, I was using 16 for two games.
So,
I think that Jay-Z was next to me for the good 20, 25 minutes.
Mm.
The guys were already ready. They're singing in the dressing room.
Mm.
Kara, this is not for me.
Sure.
And no ways.
Mm.
Fresh, I don't think you understand what I'm talking about. That time, the first game, Swallows and Cosmos is finito.
Mm.
It's Chiefs and Pirates now. Sure. And underneath, remember the dressing room is underneath the
yes, in my basement. Yeah.
Shosholoza.
Yeah.
Vuvuzelas.
Sure.
Whistles.
Mm.
I'm like, yeah, no ways. I'm not going there. And then Bobby comes.
Yeah.
As young as he was at the time. So Rabizana time. Mm. Time. Change, man. Change.
So how old is Bobby at this time?
Bobby probably 10 or 11.
Oh, wow.
He's still young. Mm. Yeah. Well, like my dad used to bring me to the stadium.
Sure.
So he came with his late brother, Tabu and Prake.
Sure.
Say, because me and Bobby were close as at an early age.
Mm.
So he's like, come on, change, man. You can do this.
Mm.
I change.
Sure.
No bandage, nothing.
Mm.
Car shin cuts. Car. And come on, boy. Pat me on the back. I know you.
Mm.
Do your thing.
In fact, Bobby Are, as you walked onto the field,
yeah,
Are, he had tears in his eyes.
Yes.
At
yes.
The fact that the history is about to be made.
Of course, yeah. I saw that because he was standing on my right.
Mm.
And when I looked at him, he just wiped tears, you know?
Mm.
And I'm like, I wonder what's wrong.
Mm.
He only told me after the match.
Sure.
He said he couldn't believe that he made my dream come true.
Sure.
You know?
Mm.
And here I am, that derby, because as we were walking like that, it's only black and white there. Now,
me, I would have cried and run back.
That's what I wanted to do.
That's why I'm asking you about it. That's why I'm asking you about this.
So, when we come out of the dressing room, we just line up underneath by tunneling.
Yeah.
Now, the mesh commissioner comes, he walks up, he asks for the two captains.
Mm.
Then he gives them the bad news to say the game has been delayed for 10 minutes because there are a lot of people out there.
Mm.
But we can't go back to the dressing room.
Mm.
But here's a chance.
Mm.
And I was probably number two from, from the last. So I'm like, Bryce, toilet, no. I next move.
Yeah.
We want to run away. We're going in there. Listen here. It's my surprise. Now, here's a big player.
Yeah.
He tells me, oh, hooray. What I saw at training was phenomenal.
Yeah.
You are an unbelievable breed. Just go out there and showcase your talent, boy. Don't be scared. Hey! And at that time, the Shebile Pirates, Mandla Sitone, Nick Sishwin, these guys, I used to see them on TV.
Sure.
Yo. Kario Bezelstein Camp, Bashin Matlangu.
So basically,
yeah.
Starting 22 was you and a bunch of legends in the making.
Yes. I was actually the youngest.
Yeah.
Estatilina.
So.
That game. And now I understand what legendary status mean.
Mm.
A big temperamental game like that.
So.
A novice on the field, surrounded by great players.
Mm.
I sat back, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm. I made it because I was surrounded by the best.
Mm.
But then I didn't know.
Exactly.
Teenage took care of me at the hotel.
Sure.
Ace took care of me when the least was expected out of him because now I was going back home. I don't care.
So you're ready to leave?
Fresh. Because Ellis Park is not far from Commissioner Street.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'll just walk off like here. Yeah. Never was Samko. He said, no, you're not going in. Now, my career was saved by the legend.
Sure.
Because I was scared. Freshy, like you. I mean, when I maybe spit it, it was packed. But with me, it's 90,000. And plus...
with me, it's just 200 high school kids.
Yeah.
So I didn't...
But still, it's a pleasure because it's crowded. You know, that crowd is not a problem.
Sure.
People don't understand. If you can make it, or face it a lot of people,
sure,
that's easy.
That game, I think... something shifted in terms of realizing that there's a star in the making here. When did you realize that you shifted things?
Okay. I realized when I was summoned to the office of the chairman. For the first time, I went to the office of chairman. Remember the first time I went to the office when I signed
it? To sign it, yes.
Now, 3 years later, if not 2 years later, I was summoned to his office. It was for the second time now, me being in the office of president, chairman. The reason being that we played a game in Durban against AmaZulu. There were no late flights.
Sure.
So if your game finished at 5:30, so you'll have to wait.
You're stuck. You're stuck there.
So you sleep over. So we went out to a party. Then we were given microbuses. And until the security chief is taking notes,
they're watching.
Now, our flight back home to Joburg was at 8. So we need to be at the airport at 7 because we are a group. I woke up at 10 to 7.
Yeah.
And they tried knocking and knocking in my bedroom, in my room. It was packed. Ulelwe phansi, all right. I'm the superstar.
You?
Believe it or not, I woke up, tracksuit back up, a tracksuit, back, toilet trip in the back, boom, went straight to the bus. 7 o'clock I was in the bus. We managed, but to make an 8 o'clock flight. Got up in the basin at the airport. Monday, after training, then the show, the security achieves. The chairman wants to see you up there. I went. I thought he was going to congratulate me for the game and all that. He sat me down. And he said to me, God gave you the talent. But if you're not going to utilize it, the talent will carry the bags and walk out of the door.
Sure.
And you will never gain seat. Entertainment is always there.
Sure.
You can bet with me now. Your career can stop because of what you're doing, but entertainment will always be there. So, you're the greatest. You're the one of the best players we've ever produced here, Chiefs. I've been in a situation. Don't. Give me 10 years of your life, build a brand. I'm like, 10 years? 10?
Yeah.
Ten years? I'm only 2 years in the industry.
So.
10. Gara. How am I going to do this?
Sure.
About walk out of my daddy. 10 years, give me a brand.
Sure.
It took me a month to understand, but I had to consult.
Sure.
What does this mean?
This
is when I realized, Hore, I'm something.
Sure.
I didn't know. That meeting is the one that shaped me.
Sure.
That meeting is the one that taught me or showed me the way, Hore, you are one of the best at Kaizer Chiefs.
Sure. I remember 2003-04, interviewed Jabu Pule when I was still at YFM.
Yeah.
Before he became Mashangu.
Yes.
And he spoke about losing his way.
Okay.
The parties, the drugs, going to Bloemfontein.
Yes, yeah.
Babaya Banyaning. And just how he lost his way.
Yeah,
because of lack of focus, because of lack of discipline.
Mm-hmm.
What's the closest you came, in hindsight, what's the closest you've come to losing it all at your young age?
At my 11, yeah. Mm. And it's when I thought earning a lot of money while I'm still in matric. And
what's a lot of money? Give us an idea.
What we're talking 8,000. Then.
Yeah, that was a lot of money.
That was a lot of money.
Yes, yes.
So when my parents said to me, the unfortunate part, I might have signed for Kaizer Chiefs and the people are celebrating what I'm doing on the field, but it's different in their house. Mm. It's still 6 o'clock.
You're still outside.
You must report 6 o'clock. Wherever you go, whoever you go with must come and tell us. No booze, no women, nothing. So when the chairman told me about this, and remember said, you go outside, then Transvaal, you go to Natal.
Mm.
And the amount of appreciation from females, unbelievable.
Exactly.
That was my problem.
Mm.
And when the chairman reprimanded me, that's when I looked back and I looked at myself in the mirror. I was like 10 years. Entertainment will always be there.
Sure.
Women will always be there.
Mm.
Make a decision.
Sure.
Because you can advise, but the person who's being advised is the one that determines or paves his own way.
Mm.
So I decided to change because that would have been my downfall.
Sure.
Because thinking I'm good looking, I play better football, people appreciate me because it took 2 months for Kaizer Chiefs supporters to know who I am.
Sure.
But if I don't change, then I'm going to kiss my career goodbye.
Because you kissed the girl. I remember 1992-93.
Yeah.
Chiefs and Pirates were in Botswana.
Yes.
And where Nalete Wohomuloi, where the.
Yes, yes.
You guys were the heartbreakers.
Yeah.
And I remember at my university, the girls were carrying on. Well, all week, the Dr. Kumalo is going to be in town. The Wohomuloi is going to be in town. And I hate these guys.
You know the funniest part, we were friends. We knew each other before Tosai.
Sure.
But Takifet Tosai, I was also reprimanded by Olate Kokichini.
Sure.
Now it's time for you to tell your friends that you grew up with, thank you very much. They are no longer going to be your friends. Kanjani manje, because I wanted to understand. No. Why manje? Ankulenabalaban, but.
Sure.
They don't play soccer. They are not anywhere closer to sports. So what they are going to be doing is going to be opposite from what you are doing.
Sure.
So you need to get people that think, eat, sleep, soccer. This is how we became friends in Tebo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Very close. You know, if it's Chiefs and Pirates, we'll go to the same hairdresser, Kumfulo, let's say the ponytails.
Yeah, now, one of people's lasting memories of you, Doc, is the fact that whenever you had the ball, we knew magic was going to happen.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
no doubt.
Yes.
We knew magic was going to happen. But unfortunately, a lot of especially foreign coaches try and discourage us from playing that flair. But the late Clive Barker allowed you that.
Yes.
Definitely. Tell us about that.
It's true what you're saying, Freshie, because I was the victim of that because Jeff Butler, may his soul rest in peace, had a go at me, Red Lala Celtics semi-final. It was PP Top 8, and Celtics were leading 1-0. And he told me that I mustn't bring the Soweto style here. And he said, I remember vividly. He said, Sonny, I mean, it's so humid in Durban, you know. We wet, and I'm like struggling to take off the shirt because of the sweat, you know, because it's so. As I was like relaxing, his face was here. Sonny, this is not so edgy. And he liked to use the F word. You know, fucking come and play the way you want. You'll play the way Kaiser Chiefs want. This is not so edgy. Don't. I just stood up with my soccer jersey.
Sure.
The directors were all there. Mr. Rata Mokwatling, Bab China Ngema, the late Prake, were there. The showers didn't move. I took the jersey from Latina and was fatly car go play then for Canada.
You?
Shower, Kabulela meets. As I was about to take off my bedding, Bobby walked in the shower with Kadi Clear Parolubo Ace. Funny enough, Jeff Butler never said, okay, we change your it's a song. No. He just spoke to the guys and then he went back to the field.
Yeah.
So I was given my shirt and I'm wet now, but it's okay because obviously it's hot.
So
went in there. Remember, we're one goal down. As I was about, actually, walking out of that and reverse that game. So I just walked in on the field. First touch. I dribbled past four defenders.
Chaser.
I passed Max. I score a 1-1.
Yep.
I looked at the bench, clapping.
Yeah.
I'm like, Kanti, what's going on? Because this man got furious because Kishaile, show me your number three times.
Yeah.
And when I played the ball, Shane McGregor had already like gave up or no. Fuck this. So this is why he was shouting at me. And I'm like, oh, so I can't express myself fresh. I'm not the fastest of them all. I didn't have speed, but in possession of the ball, I had speed.
Yeah.
And I can only dribble pass if I'm coming at you with the ball on my feet.
Yeah.
But if it happens that I have to eliminate you, use my tricks, I have to do that because that's my weapon.
Exactly.
But he didn't want that. What you are saying, foreign didn't like our flair.
Sure.
The third goal, I dribbled past two defenders and the keeper and I scored.
Sure.
End of the match, 3,000 men of the match. So I need to imagine you being interviewed.
Sure.
And then they will present you with the dummy check and all those things. I walk in there and pay the check in the envelope and then that big that. He hit me and said, well done, Sonny. You must buy me a beer at the hotel. And the airport was like, what? Me buy you? I'm like, he's crazy. Ufet on chica, then the next thing came with a 3,000 regular beer. So, when you look at Clive Barker, he's a South African.
May his soul rest in peace.
Yeah, may his soul rest in peace. When you look at Clive Barker, he's a South African that understood not only how players play, he understood the culture. This is the most important part where people don't understand. They think a coach just do things haphazardly. No, that's not the case. Clive knew the culture as a South African. He knew how to talk or how to address shoes.
Sure.
May his soul rest in peace. How to address Tovey, how to address doctor, how to address a collective team. He knew that. He can't say to Tovey, you've got it, boy. Dance for me. He can't say that to Tovey. He's got another way of talking to Mercedes-Benz.
Sure.
Tinkler. But with shoes and me, it was different.
Sure.
He would say, you can see it's tough. Now we need you. Dance, boy.
Yeah.
So when he says dance, he says, go for them, dribble them.
Sure.
So he said,
frustrate them.
Frustrate them, yeah. Dance.
Yeah.
And there's one game that I never thought Clive would say this to me. Against Germany.
So Coach Clive, sorry to interrupt. Coach Clive, he knew how to activate you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he knew.
Yeah.
He knew very, very, very well. He knew, you know, because, like I said, Clive knew the culture, the norms. That game here, Germany, it was 0-0. And Germany brought a full squad. Klinsmann, Müller, all of them.
Hey, and you were cheeky. That
No, because Clive is, as we were walking second half, Arkena, for the second half,
yeah.
Clive walked up to me, Are, Doc, this gym is back four. It's difficult for us to break through.
Yeah.
Dance boy.
Sure.
If you can just put one ball under the legs,
yeah,
the crowd will be behind. I did that. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Joburg Stadium erupted, Mfethu.
Yeah.
And then the driver was like, well done, go, go.
Yeah.
And we should have scored three or two chances. Mm. But Clive had a way of getting me to dribble, to make things happen.
Absolutely.
The beauty about the whole thing also, or what I can say again, is that if you look at the finals, the AFCON, it was Clive's influence.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm.
Because Tunisian had a plan. They minimized shoes.
Sure.
The late season Tau. Fish. Then they didn't assign any player to me. So Clive said, okay, Iriro Tusa from the right, come inside. Do your thing. This is when we scored two goals.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm.
So what you are saying is very true. Clive knew how to utilize my talent.
Mm.
Yeah.
What do you miss about Coach Clive?
What I miss about Clive, it's another father that I had that I didn't know. I had a father, irrespective of the color, but how Clive was.
And he loved you guys?
Very much. It's very scarce you find a coach when you report for camp, as you signing into your room, the OT, how's the family? Please say happy birthday to your mom. How does he know it's my mom's birthday? So these are small things that he used to do that I kept myself asking myself, how did he know?
He gave it them.
Well, I understand. Mm. And now a person that does that, he's building a foundation in your heart.
Sure.
He's starting to like do something inside you, you know?
Was Clive Barker given a road deal?
Yeah.
Mm.
Clive was given a road deal. Fresh, I've never been in the national team, or maybe like Jeff Butler.
Mm.
He used to say, for this year, I want us, when we're halfway, give me 29 points.
Mm.
And then the second phase, give me 30, we'll win the league.
Mm.
But Clive, in 95, he said he wants to win the Africa Cup of Nations.
Mm.
And he wants to qualify for France 98.
Mm.
We all looked at him as like, is Clive mad? What? France 98?
Mm.
Yeah, maybe to qualify for AFCON, it's okay.
Sure.
And each and every game we had, because what made us strong was the four nation tournaments that we're playing in South Africa.
Sure.
So Clive will always say, vision yourself, guys, singing that national anthem
in France.
AFCON.
Oh, at AFCON.
In full view of the South Africans and with the flag. And we're like, what is this old man talking about?
Mm.
We're still playing the knockout stages. So when we won against Madagascar, we were told that Kenya withdrew.
True.
So now we're going to be hosting, but we have already qualified.
Yeah.
Then he won it, 96.
Yeah.
And then when we were preparing for France, I remember the last game at Ellis Park. If you remember, the goal Masinga scored, and then he went like that.
Was that the Congo game?
The Congo game.
In fact, Brafil Masinga scored, may his soul rest in
peace. Yes.
But you had a chance to take the shot.
Yes.
Why were you not selfish? Because you could have taken the shot.
I could have,
You could have scored the goal.
Yes, I could have,
But you still
gave it to Phil.
Why did you do that?
I did that because Phil was, I think, three, four steps or meters ahead of me.
Yeah.
I would have gone easily and dribble the keep and score the ball.
Sure.
But I decided to lay it, then I made the run.
Sure.
And as I was running...
What did you say to Phil? What did you say to Phil as you...
Phil? So now, as Phil, I passed the ball to Phil. Now the defender is going towards Phil.
Yeah.
Phil was supposed to lay it in order for me to finish.
So
now Phil is like one step, two step, and I'm running. I say, Phil, what do you mean? I must support you. I was swearing at him. Chipa! Pass, I'm on the right, man. Now I'm a Chipa! 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 And at that time, I don't think he could hear me because.
The stadium loaner is.
It was very deep, man. I need some rock. Omona, it's a higher deep R.
Yeah.
Kai Sheb.
Yeah.
And then I can share the side net.
True.
And we be lame.
Yeah.
Ooh.
No, it was a bang of a goal.
Ooh.
Yeah.
From footset to well done, boy. Well done, son. Well done.
But before you guys even qualified for France 98.
Yeah, France 98.
After that fantastic goal at Bafield, you guys also went through a tough patch.
Yeah.
Where you were losing. I think you lost to Zim 4-0.
Was it 4-0? Nigeria.
And Nigeria also.
Mexico.
You became known as the 4x4. Because you were losing 4-4. What does a bad spell like that do for team morale and for you personally when it's happening?
I think what let us down, we thought we were world beaters.
Sure.
Because domestically, each and every game, it was always packed.
Yes.
We would do what we think is best for us.
Mm.
But only to find that international is different.
Sure.
Because those 4-4, it was after readmitted back to FIFA.
Mm.
When we looked at the Zimbabwe national team training Friday, and the game was Saturday, so we're done with our session. Then they came in Kabo 12, so Rabbi Shebel. So we saw this young boy, Unzamata, with the knee heavily strapped.
Mm.
And we were like, who's that? And that was Peter Ndlovu.
So
he just came back from Coventry.
Mm.
It's like, ah. So Spears, like, and Skilmacha, ah, this is Zimbabwe. Look at the training kid. Ah. Hey, French. Mm. Hey.
Mm.
Saturday.
Yeah.
We saw flame.
Yeah.
But 4.
Yeah.
But as I know, hardy, gents. We went to Nigeria. Mm. Unfortunately, against Nigeria, couldn't play. I got injured 3 days before, but I flew with them.
Mm. Another 4.
We got there, Rashid Yekini, JJ Okocha, Stephen Keshi, because in the lift.
Mm.
So in Nigeria, in Sheraton, it was us, and then Nigeria players that are playing overseas.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, those who are playing local, they were camping somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So we in the lift, myself, Ace Kuse, Bernard Masinga, may his soul rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
So we will probably 10th floor. I lived there 6th floor, Munyako Abuleg. Hey, this giant guy, no, I can't move.
Yeah.
That was Keshi. And I was like, he's wearing like a vest, a little short, Nigeria.
Yeah.
So as the lift is going down, he presses ground because they also going to have breakfast.
Yeah.
He's asking Bernard Masinga, are you also a player? And Fresh, he's looking at him like that.
Yeah.
He says, are you also a player?
Yeah.
Bernard said, what do you think? I'm a player. And Stephen Keshi is like, oh, I thought you were a ball boy. Those guys, the platform.
Yeah.
They were like,
they're buildings.
No, this is when we told ourselves that clearly we don't know nothing about international arena.
Sure.
We only know domestically.
Mm.
Because that body, 14, wouldn't have worked for domestic games.
Mm.
So we petite and want to dribble, and that's it for us. Those guys, they're big, physical, and they do their thing.
Mm.
So we only understood after the 4x4s.
Sure.
Hence, that's the reason why the 96 squad was victorious, because what we learned.
Ah, yes.
So 80% of the squad from 92 to 96 were kept.
Sure. So you went from losing 4x4 to performing like a 4x4.
Yeah, performing like a 4x4 and being number one for the first time in the history of South Africa in Africa.
Mm.
And in 4 years.
Sure.
We managed to be the champions of Africa.
Mm.
In 4 years.
Sure.
We became the champions of Africa.
current Bafana at this previous AFCON? What are your thoughts? Mm.
The previous AFCON, well played, boys. They've done very well. I think it would have been much better if the PSL teams had to be same level as Sundowns.
Sure.
Because Sundowns were dominant.
Mm.
If you look at the team that played there, 90% was Sundowns.
It was Sundowns. Yeah.
If not, let's say 98% was Sundowns. It's only Makhupa, Stole, and Dau. Three. Sure. The rest Sundowns.
Mm.
So, am I correct if I say we were living in the shadow of Sundowns?
Was the coach right, though, to pick the team as he did? Or should he have looked at other teams?
I think he was right. Because remember, Sundowns, they've got a pedigree in terms of playing in the Champions League.
Sure.
And they've won it. They've been in so many games of the Champions League.
Okay,
this is the guys that understand what does it take to play under a serious crowd, under pressure.
Mm.
And there they are.
Sure.
It has proven to us.
Mm.
So, if only the other 15 teams can do exactly what Sundowns is doing, we'll have a stronger national team.
What's the problem? Is it a money problem? Is it a management problem? Is it a grassroots are not doing enough problem?
Yeah, no.
How do we fix it?
Now, let's leave the money and everything.
Mm.
I like when you say grassroots.
Mm.
The development stages for so many teams are not accurate.
Mm.
We sign because we want to please the supporters, or we sign just to close the gap.
Sure.
We don't look at the needs of the team.
Mm.
This is what Sundowns doing.
Mm.
They don't just sign a player. They sign a player because they want to use him for certain things.
Banali plan. Mm.
So now, this is good what you say. Sundowns has a plan.
Mm.
Sundowns, they don't now sign players for PSL.
Mm.
They sign players that can take them to Club World Cup.
Sure.
So if Sundowns, silly moly, what about other teams?
Mm.
They are hardly not winning trophies.
Mm.
They are hardly not being in the top 8 for that matter. But they are always in the league.
Mm.
So it's just to add numbers.
Mm. Yeah. And we're not scoring goals.
We're not scoring goals. Foreigners are the ones that are taking the trophies, the goal scorer of the year and all that. Shalulile has been here in the country for quite some time, but it's only when he was at Sundowns that he's doing well. Yeah.
One of the reasons I will watch the Premier Soccer League, even if it's teams I don't support or like, I will watch because I know there'll be a festival of goals.
Thank you. Yes, festival of goals.
So I never miss. If there's a match on TV, I will sit and watch it.
And watch it.
Because I know there will be.
You know what you're saying? Somebody asked me that question as I was watching West Ham last night.
Mm.
And he's like, and West Ham, who are they? I was like, it's the oldest team in the EPL.
Sure.
But you're not supporting them. You're supporting Manchester United.
Mm.
I'm like, no. It's not about Manchester. Any game in the EPL, is worth watching.
It's worth watching.
It's worth watching.
Mm.
Yes.
And
it's true what you're saying. It's worth watching. But can we say the same? No, we can't.
Mm. No. Sadly not.
That's a sad note. Because remember, Freshie, if we don't get more clubs that can give us national team players, we're going to struggle.
Sure.
Yeah.
How are SAFA performing?
Look, SAFA is facing its own problems.
Mm.
They need to get their house in order.
Mm. But we've been saying that for 20 years.
We've been saying that for years.
Mm.
Yeah, but if I were SAFA, I wouldn't take this as a compliment for us to get that position.
Mm.
So it took you 28 years to get this position.
Mm.
So the problem is that politics, jealous ego, is the one that actually let our football down.
Mm.
And what I'm trying to say is that let's not look at only on the field.
Mm.
Let's look at the main cause of the whole thing.
Sure.
We don't have plans. We don't have a scouting team that will go out there, report back to the coach to say this player is okay.
Mm.
We only hear about, Lyle Foster's case when we're preparing already for Ivory Coast.
Mm.
If only we had people who visited those players.
Have finger on the pulse.
Yeah, I want to understand. Yes, because I could, in Belgium, that's fresh.
Sure.
Let me go talk to the team coach to say, how is he?
Mm.
Then you would have given us if you had a problem and try to resolve it to the side. So we can't resolve problems because we only want to deal with them at hand. So these are the things that a good association must do.
Sure. Barry, we're out of time. We're running out of time.
Okay.
So we'll wrap it up, Nyana, and then we'll bring you back for part two because we must have a part two and a part three. So after Coach Barker was laid to rest, I remember hearing you on Andile Ncube's show.
Yeah.
And you spoke about how in his last moments when you went to visit Clive Barker, that he apologized to you guys for abandoning you before France.
Yes.
Please tell us more about that.
So when I went to visit Coach Clive in Durban at home while he was still sick, first he struggled a little bit to see it was me.
Mm.
And when I kept on talking, he's like, "Hey, doggies, it's you.
Mm.
Oh, come here, son, come here." Because Clive will always kiss me, you know, and hug me, hold me.
Mm.
And I could feel that strength, Sauhaga, is no longer there.
Mm.
Because always this is how he used to greet me.
True.
And he says, "Where's Fish? Andre, where's Shoes?"
Yeah.
I said, "Nitish." Cesar, is he okay? And is David playing again?
Mm.
I was like, hey.
It was bad.
Now, how am I going to address this? I said, "No, the boys are okay, Clive."
Mm.
He said, "Just do me a favor. I know what I did after Saudi Arabia. I resigned while we were in the flight."
Mm.
Yeah, we were flying back to South Africa. Because Clive was sitting business class, so we were in the economy, but it was empty.
Mm-hmm.
And he woke up to us. He said, "Guys, thank you very much for everything you've done for me. I've just ended my resignation."
So this is before France?
Yeah.
Mm.
So, and Cesar was like, "No, coach, you can't do that.
Mm.
No, coach, you still have to take us to France, all that." He says, "No, we'll talk." And when we got here, we never had a chance.
Mm.
He never had a chance to address us.
Mm.
And then he left. So I thought he felt the need because I was there.
Do you understand why he resigned?
You know, till today, Fresh, I don't know what happened. I don't know why Clive asked me to tell the boys that he's sorry about what he has done. He let us down. If he was there, France would have probably gone to the semis.
Sure.
I was like, semis?
Mm.
He says, "Yeah, I had the best team. My boys were the best."
And a little blind.
So Clive said those things, and my boys were the best.
Mm.
I let you guys down. We would have been second or third in France. We won it. Nobody gave us a chance. He said those things. And now, you know, I nearly cried, but I had to, like, be strong for Clive. So till today, I haven't told the boys that Clive said he's sorry.
Well, now they know.
Now they know. Thanks to you. Thanks to you, Fresh. Thanks to you. Yeah, now they know. But he did say he's sorry. But then the other sorry that I need to mention. Clive said, "I must tell the South Africans that he's sorry substituted me when we played Brazil. Please forgive him."
We all stood up and said.
So it's for the first time I'm relating this one. So he asked me to ask the South Africans to forgive him.
Why did you not refuse? I mean, out of
that's not good to ill discipline. Nah.
And you know, you guys were going toe to toe with Brazil.
Definitely. Actually, to be honest, they just gave up hope or they were going to equalize.
Yes.
Because if you look at the first 5 minutes, it was Alde and I forgot the other player. I had two players now who were shadow marking me.
Sure.
But when Clive pulled me, look at the clip. Brazil, South Africa, Brazil. When they shot 15, Zagallo himself and the bench, they stood up and they clapped. They said, "Thank you."
because
they could tell.
You gave them sleepless nights on the field.
On the field, yes. So after that, they scored 3 goals.
Had you not been substituted, what do you think the score could have possibly been?
I probably would have beaten them 3-1.
Mm.
Yeah. because when I was still on the field, they were not focusing on going forward.
They wanted to stop.
They wanted to stop the 15, not you. So after they substituted me, then they started going forward.
Sure.
If you remember, the three dangerous boys never crossed the line, I mean the halfway line. They were staying this side of South Africa. Mm. And when they played the ball to Pebeto, it was always a dangerous that attack.
Mm.
So for me to be substituted, I was actually making Zagallo to tell the boys to go.
Mm.
Yeah.
How did you feel walking off the field?
Well, I was okay because we were leading 2-0. I was okay. But if we were losing, I was going to be like, clap, what do you do? But 2-0, I was like, oh, this is a wrap. But only to find that, oh, no, where these guys were like coming at us.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like I said, we are out of time.
Sure.
I still have a million. I still have to open my prep. I actually haven't used my prep.
Oh, no.
What is Dr. Khumalo currently up to? What are you doing? What are you
doing? Oh, okay. Currently, I have a soccer tournament in Dubai.
Yes, sir.
Just to plow back and see to all the people in Dubai. So, thank you very much for the support.
Sure.
So, it's an under 15, 17, 19, both netball and soccer.
Okay.
So my main tournament is in August, but then now I'm doing another tournament in March for the champions playing the select.
Okay.
So what's the difference? The one that is played now, it's for champions against the select.
Okay.
So the prize money, it's a winner takes all, goes to the players.
So how much is the prize money?
I'm not sure how much is it, but it's plus thousands.
Okay.
And in August, we pay the teams.
Sure.
So this one is just to give it to the players, you know, and more benefits from my sponsors and everybody that will be involved, external stakeholders. I'm also a TenBet ambassador. I have my own academy. Yeah. There's so much that I'm still...
So how do we get into academy if I need...
At the moment, it's still on hold because... I'm looking at the bigger picture for it to be attracting kids from all over Africa. But this one will be probably needing 6 chairs.
Sure.
And I'll make it a point that you are the first person for us to unveil this baby
you. I'll be there.
So Justin J. Clems, myself, Tovi, Lucas, Sean Bartlett, Devin Hunt.
Wow.
So... when I say we're ready, you must prepare because I'm the first. It's for the first time I'm revealing this, but it's still crawling.
Sure.
And whenever now we sort it and say strong, and we'll say, fresh, this is our idea. This is what we want to do.
Let's go.
Please tell your team to give us extra time because we're people besok.
Sure.
There must be extra time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, definitely we'll come to your show and... reveal to you what exactly we want to do. It's a legacy project. Let me leave it like that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Speaking of legacy, do you ever wonder how your life and your fortunes would have turned out had Pirates beat Chiefs to signing you when you were 16?
Oh, fresh marawanka. No, man, that's a difficult question. I think probably it would have been the same thing because the same values that I get at Chiefs is the same that I would expect to get at Pirates. And to be precise...
Yeah, but now teams would have to stop you and the homeboy at the same
time. At the same time, yeah. But having said that, being a Kaizer Chiefs legend or player, former player, I happen to have people that have embraced... my career.
Sure.
Dr. Ivan Khoza. Pirates played a major role in terms of shaping me up. I know a lot of people don't understand and probably they think this one is mad.
No, but also without a strong opponent, you can't be great.
You can't be great.
You'll never know how great
you'll never
you
know. Is it? Thank you.
Until you've had a strong opponent.
Yes, thank you. Until you have a strong opponent. There's a situation that nobody knows about it. We played the last qualifier then I crossed, then Masinga scored.
Yes.
Prior to that game, as we were walking, the Bafana Baba Banya.
Ambassadors there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dr. Ivan Khoza stopped me for tunneling.
Sure.
Abare, I know it's, I'm going to ask you a difficult thing. Mm. I'm like, hey, the chairman of Batanya had to take South Africa to France. Karo, what?
Yeah.
Oh. I take South Africa to France.
Yeah.
You're the only player that I can talk to.
Sure.
Fresh. When I walked in there,
they
were singing the Zaire national anthem.
Sure.
I think my shirt, that game, till today, maybe it's so.
Yeah.
Because my heart was doing like this.
Sure.
How can a man of stature like Dr. Ivan Khoza ask me such a mission just seconds before the kickoff?
Yeah.
He didn't say take me.
Yeah.
He said take South Africa to France.
Yeah.
And you must remember, I didn't play a game before the one that is asking me this in Zambia. They lost 2-0. I scored the first goal and I created the second goal. After the game, he was just waiting for me. He just did this.
Sure.
And he hugged me. He said, thank you, my boy.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. Wow. Said, I knew.
Yeah.
You are the only one who can listen and understand me.
Yeah. Doc, we could listen to you talk the whole day.
Sure.
And the reason I enjoy talking to you is because you're a storyteller. You have stories for days.
Sure.
And we're hoping one day your life will be not even a movie. It needs to be like a series.
Yes.
With like 10 seasons.
Six seasons, yeah.
So that we can see the life and times of Doc.
Yes.
But personally for me.
Yeah.
A part of me is sad that you were great at the time you were great.
Yeah.
I feel the world deserves to see you at your peak.
Yeah.
Over the past 10 years.
Yes.
I feel the world has been robbed of your talent simply because you were born 20 years earlier.
Yes, no, definitely.
And I always wonder if Doc was born just 10 or 20 years later.
Yes.
2 billion more people would have experienced your greatness.
Easy.
You know what
easy.
I mean?
Yeah,
but as you say, we appreciate
thank you,
for you too. Thanks for being an inspiration.
Thank you.
A beacon of hope for, to this day, a lot of kids out there. And I'm hoping that we don't sleep on your greatness. We don't sleep on your legacy.
Yeah.
And that we don't look back one day and say, but did we do enough to appreciate this man?
Okay.
That's why we have you here today.
Thank you.
Just to remind you that you still kick ass to this day.
Thank you. Thank you.
And around 9.
Thank you, Mauti. I appreciate. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Sharp, Mauti.
He'll be back for part 2. Dr. Khumalo is about to take a ball out of here. Now, a number of males may have been dreading February. Maybe due to the cost factor of the 14th. Maybe due to commitment issues. However, for those who are starting to relax, don't forget, this is a leap year. So in this week, that is that extra day of the year when women do the proposing. We wish you luck, or at least realization of your love. And to everyone else, hope you make the most of the extra time that February is giving us. Hope you all have a wow week ahead. Coming to you from AM Studios, downtown Jozi, we're part of the Africa Podcast Network. Shout out Pezulu Works for the cinematography. Our audio imaging is done by Otis the Floor Fraser. And of course, our two guests today, Abuti Lolo and Dr. Khumalo. Creator producer Kuvesh Mohan, show producer Keleso Modisa King. Email us at waw@africapodcastnetwork.com. Till next week, have a great week in spite of yourselves.